For the observation deck, and it is brought to you by our friends at Tylock George Eye Care, and with the O-Deck, it's Lando.
Well, thank you, Diddy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Baldy.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning to the crew, as well as the P1s.
Tyler, Dylan, Will, good morning, fellas.
As some of you may have noticed, the Musers are on vacation.
What?
You're kidding.
For how much longer?
Another
wow.
week.
Wow. How much this. Vacation do they get? God!
It's a well-earned vacation block for the Musers. I have vacation coming up, and I have not earned it. But I get it nonetheless.
Really? Why is that?
Because everybody gets vacation, DJ. You get more vacation than anybody.
DJ does seemingly have
You are off
more
as much as the Musers.
The Musers are literally the only people at this station who take more time off than DJ.
And you know what? Good. I'm glad that they do, because they earned it.
They now, take a lot of vacation because they get a lot of vacation.
Now, in 1 month, so 1 month from tomorrow, I will be embarking on a week of vacation. It is, first of all, the first weekend that I will be out. It is a sort of a family tradition where the guys in our family, we used to go camping. We would pick locations that we would go to Big Bend or Broken Bow or something, and we would camp out in tents and go hiking and get drunk. But
no, go down to Lajitas like the Hardline does sometimes.
We haven't done that one, but it was always a fun camping trip. Well, a couple of years ago, the women in the family were like, "Hey, can we go too?"
Ooh.
And it's really hard to say, "No, I'm sorry, you can't go."
No, well, stay the hell away. This is our time away from you guys.
Right. As you're saying, "Sure," and you just power down.
And when I say the guys in our family, so we're talking, my uncle organizes it, my dad's brother, he organizes the whole thing. It's, you know, his kids, so my cousins, it's me and my brother, it's my dad, it's cousins that I have that are live out of state that I only see this one time a year. So it's normally a group of 8 to 10 people. Well, last year we did something different, which is we rented 2 cabins.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I put cabins in quotations because
glamping.
They were houses. We stayed an entire weekend in these houses on a place called Deer Lake, and there were 25 of us.
I remember you talking about this a little bit
last
summer.
It was really fun. I spent a solid 2 days on a kayak where all I did was drink beer and sit on a kayak. And you know what? As much as I love this job, I've loved this more than anything else I've ever done in my entire life, and I have a passion for it. We all need a break.
Of course.
And I love being outside on the water, and especially when, you know, at some point, I don't remember when the switch flipped where we're like, why are we sleeping in tents? Why don't we get cabins? And so we made the switch. So we're doing it again 1 month from today. Now, so I'm looking forward to that, seeing, again, family members that I only see that one time a year. But after that, I took the entire following week off.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not going to see you for a whole, what is that, week and a half?
You were gone for 6 weeks because you had a baby or something.
Well, he didn't have a baby.
Well, he gained a lot of weight.
I still possess the baby, so I think I still have one.
Or something.
Yes.
So I was looking at the Rangers' schedule, and that week that I take off for vacation, they play a 4-game series at Kansas City.
Yeah. Okay. You going to do a little roadie?
I am planning to go see 2 games in Kansas City that week. So I've been to, let's see, 1, 2, 3. I've been to 4 major league ballparks. Arlington Stadium, mm-hmm. the ballpark in Arlington, Globe Life Field, and Coors Field, randomly. I had a work trip to Denver.
Okay.
And that ballpark is beautiful. Now, I am one of those people that thinks that going to every major league ballpark would be a cool retirement road trip to take. And there are certain ballparks that I really want to visit. Obviously, you've got your Wrigley's, you've got your Fenway Parks.
Yep,
both great.
I don't really want to go to Yankee Stadium, but I think it's something you got to do. I also would like to see St. Louis. But Kauffman Stadium just looks beautiful. And
with what they've done to it over the last 20 years.
Now that there's no AstroTurf.
Right. They have really made that a really nice ballpark.
So I haven't completely committed yet, but I am I am considering two games. Now, I could drive there. We're talking an eight-hour road trip. Or I could take a flight, which I don't mind doing, but I am... I don't know. I do feel... I like being in control of being the one that's driving myself there. Does that make sense?
Sure.
You know?
In Kansas.
You don't want to be passenger on road trip. You want to be driving.
I hate being a passenger, period. I don't like...
Really?
Yeah, I have to drive. I don't like being in the passenger seat ever.
See, I don't mind driving, and maybe it's because when I worked out in Baton Rouge, whenever I would come back, it was a seven and a half hour drive
mm-hmm.
to get from Baton Rouge to Dallas. So whenever I wanted to come back and see family, I would drive. And especially because flights out of Baton Rouge and back into Baton Rouge, ridiculously expensive.
Really?
Yeah. There's just the one small airport with a couple of relatively small airport compared to New Orleans, which is an extra 45-minute drive just to get there to fly out of the New Orleans airport. But yeah, it was a 7.5-hour drive, and I could leave when I wanted and come back when I wanted. You make one pit stop, and then
right.
It's actually pretty nice.
And
between Baton Rouge and Dallas, especially once you start hitting, I think it's 45 up mm-hmm. between Lafayette and Shreveport.
Highway 10, maybe?
No, that's to get from Baton Rouge to Lafayette. But from Lafayette to Shreveport, it's actually really beautiful. A fun drive.
And Kansas City is not an egregious drive.
About 8 hours.
Yeah, and it's all interstate.
Yeah.
So it's a relatively easy drive.
Well, it's a place I've never been before. It's a stadium I'd like to see. It is my team playing on the road, something I've never experienced before.
I've never done this myself. Now, like, I've been to Houston, but I didn't go to see the Rangers in Houston. Mm-hmm. But I would highly recommend, I mean, from everything I've been told from friends of mine who have done this, Donnie and Matt have both done this on the Invasion.
Yeah.
Going on a road trip to see your team play just really seems like, especially in baseball, just really seems like it would be a fun experience.
There are some stadiums that you should just go to.
Yeah.
And I've actually been, this may surprise you, I've been to no other hockey stadiums besides our own American Airlines Center and Reunion.
So you've been to more baseball stadiums.
I've been to like 6 different baseball stadiums.
Huh. Now, but that is a little bit different, though, because on the hockey arena, they're essentially all the same on the inside.
I would argue that the newer ones, as they've updated, have gotten a little more tricked out.
Well,
they're doing things.
The Kraken have two scoreboards.
And there's some places like that I would go for the atmosphere, right?
No
like
doubt.
Going to see a game in Toronto or Montreal,
Boston, Edmonton,
or the Garden in New York. There's certain places you go for the atmosphere.
But aesthetically speaking, they're all the same on the inside.
I guess, yeah. I've heard
in Vegas their experience is pretty cool too.
Yeah, the baseball stadium is the only one where it's completely different at every single park.
Right.
Inside and out.
I'm also planning a trip to go see the Oakland A's in Sacramento, you know, because I just want to see that minor league ballpark.
It's just the Athletics. Don't make the MLB fine you.
You are lying so much right now.
I want to see both minor league stadiums, you know.
If you had to actually pick one, though, would you go to the current home of the Rays or the current home of the Athletics?
I guess I would go to the current home of the Rays just because it's essentially Yankee Stadium. It'd be like Yankee Stadium on a budget.
Yeah, it's their spring training facility.
Right.
You know, it's not really necessarily a minor league park. It's just, they're just using that out of necessity.
So I was looking at tickets for this Royals-Rangers series in Kansas City next month, and honestly, they're not too bad. And I think I could be okay with getting a seat closer. Or even, like, there's a party deck in right field. That
sounds right up your alley.
This is right up my alley. Yeah, honestly, they remodeled it a couple years ago.
I know
they used to have the AstroTurf, but they also remodeled the actual concourses mm-hmm. and all that good stuff. But that's a ballpark that's always interested me. You know, you got the water feature out in the outfield. I've always wanted to check that place out. And you know what? Damn it. I'm going to do it.
I think that's awesome. I think it's a great idea because you get out of town for like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Go see a couple of games and then come back. You know,
and I leave myself some buffer days because I got to spend 3 days with the family, so I'll need a couple of buffer days after that.
Yep.
Then I'll go on the road trip, come back, and I'll have a couple of buffer days before I come back and see Baldy's ugly face.
The buffer day is necessary, especially when you have
Absolutely.
To come back and see me afterwards. But
yeah.
And right, sorry.
You just can't like come back from a vacation and immediately go back to work. That's insanity. I know Donnie does it. I don't know how he does it. I guess if you're getting back early in the morning, right? Like, if you're coming back at, like, 9 or 10 and you have technically a day, maybe. But if you're getting back at 5 p.m. and then going back to work the next day,
yeah,
well, especially
very unstable.
Especially on our schedule. We're doing the early mornings.
Oh, wait, there's no way.
Yeah.
I need a full buffer day because, yeah, by the time I get home at 5:30, I've got 2 hours before bed so I can get up for the 5:30 ticker.
I just need time for the hangover to wear off.
No, oh, that too.
The perpetual hangover. I think you're still wearing off that one from 2 days ago, actually.
Yeah, I'm still feeling it. Yeah. It's okay.
Thank you very much, Lando. Have fun in Kansas City. That sounds like a good time.
Oh, thank you, Diddy.